We have a winner in famous Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, anyway. The Midnight Voters rang in Election Day with their every four-year celebration of voting, late-night eating, and a bit of Groundhog Day-style tradition. Eight residents in this sliver of America near the Canadian border. It's home to just eight people. Every Dixville Notch resident has shown up to vote since the inception of the Midnight Vote in 1960. Tom Tillotson is the town moderator of Dixville Notch. Tom, and the winner is...
Hillary took Dixville. Four votes to two for Trump and one for Johnson and one write-in for Mitt Romney.
Now, do you know the fellow who did the write-in for Mitt Romney?
I know the person, yes.
Yeah. And he's making a statement here, it sounds like.
Yes. they specifically told me that they just couldn't vote for anybody that's on the ticket, on any of the tickets. So they voted their conscience and put in who they voted for the last time, I guess. This election is history. I mean, this election will go down as one of the most different elections that we've ever had. So it certainly didn't surprise me that somebody wrote in a choice. I'm actually a little surprised that more people didn't write in. But at the end of the day, I guess most of all except that one voter decided to make a choice between the candidates that were presented.
So you said this is the most different election in your recollection, and you've been doing this for 44 years. Is that an embarrassment to the world, as some have said? Is it a sign of a healthy democracy? Is it a real choice for Americans? End of the two-party system? What's your commentary?
In a way, I think it shows the health of our system. A lot of the things that are different about this election are new. The impact of social media, that's new. The way that the Trump candidacy evolved, that's kind of new, or at least new in our generation. There are a lot of voters, at least probably half of the ones here in Dixville, as well as maybe the rest of the country, that feel that somehow the process has evolved to a point where they're disappointed with it. I probably would count myself into that category. I think this election, more than any of the elections that I've been a part of for the last 44 years, is going to spark a debate that post-election as to what happened and how the maybe selection process or party process needs to change or evolve going forward to 2018 and 2020. But that's what our process does. Our system is an evolving process based on what our founding fathers, they had a vision that didn't include Twitter, it didn't include internet, it didn't include all the things that are going on, so many things that are going on today, and the fact that we still have a system that's evolving based on the founding fathers' ideas and modern developments. That's pretty amazing.
Final question. You all vote at midnight. I don't know where folks work in Dixville Notch, but do most people sleep in? Do they take the day off, or does everybody have to get in bright and early into the office?
I suspect most people are up by now and getting ready for their day.
Well, have a good day, Tom.
Thank you.
Tom Tillotson, Dixville Notch town moderator, where Hillary Clinton won a decisive victory at midnight.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.